Revelations 1 and 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Revelations 3 and 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Let's go to the last chapter, 22 and 12. Behold, I come quickly, my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Two times he says, I'm the beginning and the end. And then the one time he said, I'm the beginning of the creation of God. We're going to deal today with who the Christ is. The truth is that Jesus is the Christ. But as we've been teaching all this week, the Christ was before Jesus. Jesus was born of a virgin. In fact, the Scripture speaks of the Son. It said the Son was made under the law, made of a woman. The Son was not in the beginning. The Christ was in the beginning. The Son was made of a woman. And they called His name Jesus. There's three verses of Scripture that at least two of them that John wrote in the first chapter of John and then the first chapter of 1 John, the first verses of each of them, are two of the most beautiful Scriptures that's found in all the Bible. But the third one is where I'm going to start tonight, and it's Genesis 1 and 1. Jesus said, I am the beginning and the end. I am the beginning. And I read without even turning over there. Everybody can read Genesis 1 and 1. Well, I will turn over there. But it said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And I ask, when was the beginning? And I can't answer that. I mean, what year was it? They didn't count years or days or time. There were no clocks, certainly. All that started with Adam's transgression. That's when they started counting time. Before Adam's transgression, yes, there was a morning and an evening, the first day, the second day, and so on, etc., and so forth. But nobody kept a record of it. There's no record of time because it was eternal. It wasn't time, it was eternal. And with the entrance of sin, time began, and it began to, did it count up or did it count down? The reality is it began to count down because it's coming to the time that the angel of the Lord will say, time shall be no more. There comes an end of time, and at the end of time, everything that came in with the transgression of Adam's sin and sickness and pain and curse and everything, that'll all be over. And the things that are not reconciled to God are cast into the pit. And then a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. But it said the first heavens and the first earth or passed away in that time. In fact, at the great white throne judgment, the one that sat upon the throne, it said, before whose face the heavens and the earth fled away. And it's speaking about the old. The old things are cast in the pit, and whosoever's name is not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life is cast in the pit, and death and hell are cast in the pit, and the beast, the false prophet, were already cast in the pit, and the devil was cast into the pit. And in the new heavens and the new earth, righteousness, reins, and there's nothing that hurts or harms. There's nothing there but the righteousness of God and the purpose of God in the new heavens and the earth. But I'm talking this morning not about the end, but the beginning. Praise the Lord. He said, I am the beginning. And so if I can't tell you when the beginning was, I can tell you where the beginning was. And this is one of those things. Somebody said this morning that much learning doth make thee mad. What is that as a reference to me? I didn't know for sure. Actually, it's a reference to the Apostle Paul. Festus told him, much learning doth make thee mad. But what I'm fixing to say, it make me wonder if I'm losing it. But in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now they tell me that Moses wrote that, and I'm sure that Moses did write that. He wrote the first five books of the Bible. And I don't know if Moses had any idea of maybe of what he was saying. But I do know one thing. If he wrote it by the Word of God, then God knew what he was saying. Praise the Lord. And I look at that and I see in Christ, God created the heavens and the earth. Not a time, but a place. Can you see? I am the beginning and the end. It's what Jesus said in the Revelation. I am the beginning. And in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But in Revelation, He didn't say, I was there in the beginning. He said, I am the beginning. I am the beginning. We're looking at who this Christ is that came and was made flesh to make an end of sins, to undo through His obedience what Adam did through his disobedience. Reconciling us to God and making reconciliation for iniquity and making an end of sins and bringing in everlasting righteousness, which He did when He died on the cross for us. But who was it that died on the cross for us? And the whole purpose in teaching the message of the Christ is that in the Old Testament, there's only two verses that ever mention the Messiah by title. And it says He's going to finish the transgression. He's going to make an end of sins, make reconciliation for iniquity, and bring in everlasting righteousness. And when Peter says, Thou art the Christ, He said, you are the one that has come into the world, come from God to make an end of sins and bring an everlasting righteousness and to fulfill everything that it was spoken that the Christ, the Messiah, would do when He comes.
Amen.
And in that prophecy in Daniel, which Gabriel brought from God to Daniel, telling of the Christ, he said, all this is going to happen before 490 years pass from the time that the king gives the decree. And Jesus appeared in ministry the first year of the 70th week. In the very middle of the 70th week, He died on the cross. In the midst of the week, it shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. It said in Daniel 9:27. And that's not about the Antichrist, as many teach today. That is the Christ in the 27th verse of the 9th chapter. That's the Christ. That's there that He made an end of sins. It's there that He brought an everlasting righteousness. It's there. But again, it's John that makes a connection of Christ with the beginning. But in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and bear with me and think in terms that in Christ, in the purpose of God that's shown in the first chapter of Ephesians, God revealed His purpose to those that first trusted in Him, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He would gather in one all things in Himself, whether in heaven or in earth, that He would gather all things in Christ. Things that were lost through the fall, through the transgression, would be gathered back in and reconciled. And what could not be gathered back in and reconciled would be cast into the pit. You know, I don't believe in ultimate reconciliation. I don't believe in that. I don't believe the devil can be saved. Demon spirits cannot be saved. It's not a possibility. I don't believe that every man or every woman is going to be saved. I don't believe that. That's the doctrine of ultimate reconciliation that's been a heresy for many, many years. But what is not reconciled will be cast into the pit. It'll be cast into the lake of fire. And that is the end of the old. Listen to me. And then the new heavens and the new earth. But in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And it is not a stretch to say that He created all things in Christ, in whom He will also reconcile all things in Christ. Praise God. Now, I don't know that that's what Moses was saying. I don't know. But I kind of believe it's what Jesus was saying when He said, I am the beginning.